The dialect of Harwood, near Bolton, Lancashire. Miss Polly Morris, a native, aged 72, recorded in her home by Stanley Ellis in February 1954.
A fur, they used going boys then, you know, one time that day, weren't a fur, Emily? He, that one was getting a boy here, ain't it? Well, it were that as we're blowing down the road.
Yes.
They thought it were a snake, weren't fur? Have you heard of it? Not much time, but farmer's mum went to run and fetched a pie kill. Hey, pie kill, you know. And Dab did in it. Then they reckon they said somebody chopped the head off, and then they said they were buried it, churchyard. I was telling them at Nab last night about you.
Ah, yes.
And so one woman says, did not tell him, he said, about ghost or a church. I said, no. Now, this were through, every young man has had that firm up top there. Patent Nab, it were his father. They lived an off pole there near out. And he were at Sexton then at Arrowwood Church, you know, and looked after at school and that. And there were somebody died with a very serious fever. So he had to be up all night digging this grave. And they were just past that lich gate, you know, where the sedges on this funeral, this grave were under there. Well, he had work all night. This chap died one day and he had to be buried the day after. So him next over one took Nab, Jack Horrocks, a big tall young chap going to his work, you know, not thinking out of bed. He's getting past lich gate. And out Dawson goes, Jack, what time is it? It's by Christ, Morris. He says, my cat went up, he says. I never stopped till I got farrowed. He didn't know what it were.
No.
Jack, what time is it?
Yeah.
He told us to him neat at that, Remy. He says, by God, I never freaking going past our church for hour this morning.
Mm.
Well, you know, he never expected anybody to put in the head over the edge and ask him what time it were.
No.
Dark morning, 5 o'clock, good morning.
No.
Then there were another run-out chap when we were up Finisher's Arms, you know. Carters, then they'd have four horses going to Manchester, lured with cloth, you know. They had to go through with road. And this were a big, tall out chap. He had both of his hands took off at Ainsworth Crockett chopping machine. And he'd getting up one morning, he should be off at 2 o'clock, you know. His watch had stopped him. His clock stopped, and when he looked, his watch had stopped, and he didn't know what time it were. Well, he come up Thursday, he lived next door to Finishers, as we kept Finishers, and he had a little field go across to churchyard. What does he do? He goes across field in his shirt. He gets out church wall, looks what time it is, big clock, steeple, you know, and he's jumping then, when they were Billy Curdin and Pal 2, Bill Seddon, and Jack Seddon. They'd been on a late shift, and they were coming home. They sees him jump off one, instead of running one, they weren't so far off one, they buggered off back to Croft. Oh, they seen a ghost of St. Peter's churchyard. I said, he did jump off wall. Well, how Jack goes home and dresses him, you know, and comes to his work, and Thostler says, how Johnny Catty, he says, where should I come, Jack? He says, where's the hell road have I come? He says, I've come straight for a one. Well, there's these lot didn't come running back. They were a ghost jumped off wall at St. Peter's Church. It were hell as like it were me in my shirt, he says. Clock had stopped up, watch had stopped, he says. I'd not time to dress me, I didn't know what time it was. He said, I run across me, took geese up one, I were jumping down. He said, let buggers think they were a ghost. It went from bed to week, but he had to tell them what finishes it were him, you know, they were freaking to going past again.